It was a few years after Obama got elected, and I had moved back to the capital region after moving to New York City. And one of the things that I noticed that was, if I'm going to make change, that's something that I have to actively do. I can't wait for a politician or someone to do it for me in my community.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This is Marcia Lazarus, standing here with James Mitchell, founder of Young Futures, a program based out of the African American Cultural Center in Albany, New York. And it's the fifth and final class of the Financial Literacy Art Program. How do you describe your mission?
So the mission of the Financial Literacy Art Program is to, really to eradicate poverty by demystifying financial literacy. But I say young, as far as Young Futures, our goal is to create innovative and positive centered activities that encourages the whole family to grow socially, emotionally, and mentally. So Young Future started a little under 10 years ago. The Financial Literacy Art Program started 2 years ago.
So, Young Futures started out as what?
So just a call of action, really, just an opportunity for me to be creative and support my community. That first initiative was a winter coat drive for adults. We started in 2013, and one of my proudest moments as we started with just me giving away a bunch of my own coats, then asking friends to donate coats and getting them to give away some of their coats. And from there, that led to a partnership with Albany Cure Violence at the time, now known as SNUG. And over the course of the next 3 years, we gave away about 350 coats to adults. Literally driving around with coats in my car whenever I see someone that needs one, approaching them and asking them and giving it to them. So Young Futures really started out of the need to serve. But then over a period of time, we realized that we had this, actually my daughter and I created a art program where we designed sneakers together. It was with an old pair of shoes that I had bought for myself, a pair of white shoes that I, wore with a nice shirt. And after the shoes got a little worn, she just asked, could she paint them? So I thought that was a great idea. So, we did that as a daddy and daughter moment. Got a bunch of newspaper in the living room, and painted them, right? Had a good time painting them. But for me, I realized how much of a, that was able to break so much ice for us too, just having that moment, and doing something different. I wore the sneakers a few times, which gave her a sense of pride, seeing her dad wear that pair of sneakers that she desired. But in that moment, as I said, I realized how important it was for us to do that with other families. So we eventually partnered with the Albany Barn and ran that program, which is called Art and Soul, for about, still running to this day, but we did it with that sole purpose from 2015 to 2019.
So the project evolved into the Financial Literacy Art Program.
So what happened after we did that class with the Albany Barn in 2015, it started to catch on. And we continued to do that project. And the barn asked us if we were open to doing weekly classes out of their space. So from 2017 to about 2019, every week, and that was one of the things I hang my hat on, was every week there was school, children knew on Mondays they could come to the Albany Barn and do art. We started doing more projects in the South End and partnered with the African American Cultural Center. This is right before the pandemic happened. But then once the pandemic happened, I realized that, I wanted to give the children something more tangible outside of just art. It was actually a child that was in one of our art programs, our urban art programs that we were doing at the barn, that after class, he would ask me questions that I don't think he knew were financial literacy questions, but they were. Things of, hey, if I was to redo this and sell it, how much should I sell it for? How much should I be buying the supplies for? Where do I buy the supplies? How much do, again, how much do I charge for these things? And how do I get to the point where I can charge and sell these things. So, you know, in 2017, about 2017, 2018, the bug had bit me. And it just took to a settling down, with the world settling down, and me having an opportunity to refocus and rewire what we were doing, and developing the curriculum that is the financial literacy art curriculum.
So fascinating. It's just organically developed, and sounds like it still is developing.
Very much so. Very much so. I always tell people, I would love to tell you I'm just, you know, a business whiz, but I just listen to people and try to respond in the best way appropriate.
Do you see yourself as a lifelong social entrepreneur?
So yes, I guess to answer your question, I do think that is my calling, is to be a social entrepreneur and to continue to open people's eyes and show them, you know, how creative they can be to support and build and not only just, you know, earn for themselves, but support their community while doing so. And one of the things that I pride myself on is I understand that, you know, we can't teach the children and not give their parents something of value as well. So one of the things that we also do is have activities that we send home with the family. And some of them are not just solely based around money and how you obtain money, but it's also how do you feel about money? You know, what is your belief system that you personally have with money? Why do you think that you deserve money, right? And what are some of the good things that this world will receive once you do have an abundant amount of money? Really trying to shift the mindset that people have in lower income households and communities, how they have about that in regards to money and finances. You know, a lot of the concepts and things that we discuss, you know, with the age group that we're discussing it with, children can't implement right away. But as I mentioned before, my goal is to not just to give them this information and let them walk away, but it's also to encourage them to feel comfortable with these concepts.
Adonis, what's budgeting?
A plan for saving.
A plan for your money?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yes. What's up, Jane? You got something to add?
Yep. A budget is basically like a line for your money that you can go over, but you set that budget so you don't want to go over it. So it's like a boundary for your money.
I like it. Right. So the example I have here, right, is what is this, guys?
A target,
right? So if I gave you 10 tries from where you're standing, do you think you can hit the middle if you were throwing something at it?
It depends what it is.
Like a dart. A pointed dart.
Depends on your skill.
If I give you 20 tries, do you think you can hit the middle?
Yeah.
Eventually, right, you'll hit the middle. Right? But what if I changed the target and I said this was the target? Would it be easier or harder to hit the middle?
Harder.
It'd be harder, right? Say that one more time for me, Lana. You don't see the red, right? So understand the budget is just like that, Adonis, right? Mm-hmm. When you see where you're going with your money, you see what you're doing with your money, it's easier to stay in budget. But if you don't have a budget, what are you saving for? What are you paying? What are you putting away money away for? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's harder to hit that target when you don't see it. All right? Awesome job, guys.
If you were going to share with a young person or a group of young people interested in doing that similar kind of work or doing work in the community and organizing and developing programs, are there particular skills or qualities that lead to success from your experience?
One of the things that I would say is, you know, just always allow your grace for yourself. Allow patience for yourself. In this world, we see everything is so fast and we believe that's the case for everyone and everything in it. But it is not, right? A lot of times, social media, or media in general, has changed the way we perceive things, right? You know, I would say 75 years ago, the child understood, you know, that it took time for these things to happen. So grace, allowing yourself grace would be the first thing. And then the next thing would be, encouraging young people to not look at the experiences they have as failures, but really looking at what they got from it. What did they learn from that failure or, undesirable circumstance or situation? And helping them understand that, they have to be willing to search for the jewel in that situation.